Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations all across America, all throughout the Caribbean, and around the world via the internet and on the satellite, too, streaming live. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, all across the country and around the world, too, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. Thank you for the job you do. And to everybody, and I mean everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what it is you're doing or where you're doing it, thank you very much for the job you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Facebook page for us, the official Captain's America Third Watch. You can go over there, like the page. You got to be a member of Facebook, of course, to do that, which is no big deal. It's free. And then you can chime in like a lot of people are doing. And by the way, Cousin Vinny in Tennessee. Hello, Cousin Vinny. Chime in and send us a message there off the Facebook page. You can do that, too. And you can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, this is the hour where we do the Bullshit Report. And here's our intro music.
We ain't going away. We ain't going away. We the people are talking. And we got something to say. We ain't going away. We ain't going away.
Yeah, we do, and we're going to say it right now. This is the Bullshit Report here. That's hour number two, and it's all about Adam Schiff in this little report here, because here we go. Listen to this. We caught him again. After the Inspector General Horowitz's report release, Adam Schiff said he was unaware of much of the information contained in it. Now, we've just recently heard him reference that again during the impeachment inquiry, or the trial, if you will. And the thing we have to understand is that Schiff's job in the Intelligence Committee was and is to perform oversight of those institutions. Instead, he went along with a cover-up, even as the chairman of the committee at a time was uncovering abuse that Horowitz would confirm in greater and more alarming detail later. Now, this is why it's so alarming that the media continues to treat Schiff with any credibility. The media ran with his lies, and her own credibility suffered for it. So why do so many reporters still continue to accept his lies to this day? Well, let's see. Schiff promoted the fake Clinton-funded Steele dossier as credible and corroborated, even though it was full of inaccuracies, embellishments, and lies. Schiff did countless TV interviews claiming there was ample evidence of collusion before the Mueller report found no such evidence even existed. And, of course, Schiff lied about his staff's collusion with a fake whistleblower from the CIA because they met with him. Schiff actually was in the same building at the same time that the alleged whistleblower was there. You can't tell me he didn't figure out a way to talk to him somehow. Now, instead of facing consequences for his well-documented record of lies and deception, Adam Schiff was promoted by Nancy Pelosi to be her personal impeachment manager. And this is all at a very moment when presenting the latest evidence to the United States Senate is all part of what's going on and listening to him again. Adam Schiff, ladies and gentlemen, is a corrupt liar. He's unfit to speak in the Senate. He's unfit to chair the House Intelligence Committee. He is unfit to serve in the House at all. He should resign immediately. His poisonous schemes and scams have done a lot of harm to our country that we will never get back again. And just remember what he said. Our extensive interview of the initial FISA application and three subsequent renewals failed to uncover any evidence of illegal, unethical, or unprofessional behavior by law enforcement. The FBI acted lawfully and appropriately. And what did we hear late yesterday? A new report in the Wall Street Journal that reveals that the Department of Justice admitted to the FISA court its predicate or continuing to spy on a Trump campaign official was insufficient, never should have been granted two different FISA warrants. The FBI conned the court in order to illegally spy on an American citizen, and Adam Schiff knew about it and then lied about it. And he got caught again yesterday talking about it. Now this is serious stuff. And people say, well, what can you do about it? What can you do about it? Nothing yet. But believe me when I tell you, there are two people that are taking notes in the background. One of them is Attorney General William Barr, and the other one is Mr. Durham, known as Bull Durham, we'll call him, because he's got a reputation for being a bull as an investigator, the U.S. Attorney out of Connecticut. And Mr. Durham, I can assure you, is watching all of this, because, again, if they can connect the dots, and there's a very extensive investigation going on, they will connect dots and people will be indicted. And it could even be someone like Adam Schiff. Now, is it likely to happen? I don't know. But I'm just telling you, it could happen. Now, James in Clearwater is chiming in here. He's going, why bother spending $1 billion on a school, talking about George Soros, when everything he mentioned is taught K through 12 and under Common Core and in college already? Well, you're right, but he's going to create apparently his own political school that's going to make it even further to the left than what you know about it being right now, huh, James? So that's where we're going. He wants to make sure he continues the re-education of America. All right, well, hang in there, folks. I will be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, coming up, if you want to call, Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. And you know, funny thing happens to me every now and then because the different events I go to and whatnot, I always take some Relief Factor with me, a little bit extra with me, because when I see a person in pain, like neck or back pain or maybe walking in pain with a cane or something like that, I ask them if they'd like to try something to try to help them out. And usually they'll say, well, what you got? And I'll tell them Relief Factor. Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. And I said, well, here's a couple of packs. Try it and see what happens. And if you like it, then go to the website, and I give them the website, and away you go. Now, I've always wanted to go up to them and tell them about Relief Factor, and I'm doing that now more and more. And some people have come up to me. They've seen me when I've been where I've had a table and a display of radio stuff and all that stuff, and they'll see the bag there, and they'll go, is that Relief Factor? So, yep, and you know they'll ask me about it, and I'll give them a couple of different packs to take with them. And it works. I mean, that's all I can tell you is it works. And it works for me. I've been on it for 3 years and 10 months, and I'm not looking back, and I'm just forging ahead. And I can tell you, when I don't take it, I hurt because I've got arthritis. Now, $19.95 is what it costs for the 3-week quick start. You go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. It's also on the homepage of my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. The big bag is right there. You just click on that bag, and boom, you go to the link, and you're right in the website. And they got a little video tutorial there. You can find out all about it. And again, $19.95 is what it costs you to get started. And then away you go. And I'm telling you, it works for me, and hopefully it will work for you too, because it's a good product. I believe in it. I believe in Pete and Seth Talbot, and they've been good to me, and they'll be good to you. Now, Jay Sekulow, I think he's one of the brightest light bulbs on the block when it comes to being the president's attorney and the things he's saying. Now, he's not the lead counsel, but still, listen to what he had to say yesterday when he walked out to the reporters. And, of course, There was some questioning going on. They wanted to know this and they wanted to know that. He was very polite. But listen to the questions and listen to the answers.
What? That affect the office of the presidency for other presidents that come.
I saw you step out of the chamber briefly. Have you been speaking to the president throughout the...
I would never discuss with you if I had a conversation with the president or why I stepped out of the chamber.
What about the president tweeting during this, responding in real time? He tweeted, no pressure, for example.
Okay.
During the Democrats.
Well, I'm sure he's fine. I've been in a hearing all day, as you all have been. So, I mean, I'm not going to have conversations about the president's mood. I think this whole fact that we're here is ridiculous. I mean, think about why we're here. I said that at the beginning of when we spoke yesterday, which seems like about 2 weeks ago. But the truth of the matter is, why are we here? Are we having an impeachment over a phone call? Or has this been a 3-year attempt to take down a president that was duly elected by the American people? And we're doing this with 10 months to go to a general election. Pretty dangerous for our republic, in my view.
Why not make a motion to dismiss if this doesn't change?
Because I want to let them try their case, and we want to try our case. Because we believe that, without a question, the president will be acquitted. There is not a doubt. All right, one more.
Are you ruling out a motion to dismiss at any point in the trial?
Those of you that know me know I don't rule out anything. Nothing is ruled out. But at this point, the way the procedures are set up, at this point, here's what I believe is going to happen. It looks like they're going to spend tomorrow and Friday. And then I suspect we'll start on Saturday. And then we'll go probably another day or two. But who knows? I mean, we've got to make that determination with our team.
And then what do you think happens after
that? Then there's questions. Right. 2 days of that. Then there's probably a half-day argument on the will there be witnesses or not. So that's probably a day.
What's your prediction on where?
My prediction is the president of the United States will be acquitted of the...
On the witnesses.
You know what? I don't predict on witness. I'm prepared. All right.
You don't think the president tweeting during any of this is affecting the senators when they read the tweets?
I'm not concerned about that.
Some Republicans have said...
Last question.
...sounds illuminating, enlightening. They're not saying that, you know, obviously they automatically buy the Democrats' case, but does that concern you?
Illuminating, enlightening, and I'm not questioning what you're saying. They said I haven't had a chance. I mean, obviously I've been in the proceedings. Is there anything we learned today that we have not heard for the last 3 months?
Senator Kennedy said that if you took a poll, 9 out of 10 senators would have absolutely no idea and the tenth would be lying. Are you concerned that...
What did you say?
He said 9 out of 10 senators would have no idea what really went on in the hearings and the tenth one would be lying. That's his...
Because the hearings don't make sense to people? Is that what they're saying?
No, they didn't.
Senators have their learning stuff.
They're learning.
Okay. At the end of the day, I believe without question the President of the United States will be acquitted. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. See you tomorrow.
Now, a little interesting color there. That's Jay Sekulow.
Yep, Jay Sekulow. And I'll tell you what, he's a sharp guy. And he's got his sons, or their attorneys are in the law firm with him and all that. And just a real sharp group of individuals. Now, there's another person that's sharp as a pistol, too. And that is Lindsey Graham, and what we've heard Lindsey Graham saying of late. Listen to just this short little bit here from Lindsey and what he had to say.
They withdrew from the Deputy National Security Advisor case, where the Deputy National Security Advisor went to court and said, tell me what to do, Judge. The House actually withdrew the subpoena because they didn't want the court process to stop the impeachment train. They would have the United States Senate create an impeachment process where the president would not be allowed to go to Article III courts to argue privileges that have been argued in every other impeachment trial and have been argued by presidents since George Washington. That would destroy the institution of the presidency as we know it. What would it do? It would allow a handful and a 300-plus million country, people, along partisan lines to impeach a president without independent judicial review.
Now, Lindsey Graham is spot on. And, again, a lot of people are going, wow, that's Lindsey Graham? Well, yeah, it is Lindsey Graham. And guess what? He has done a complete 180 as to what you might have remembered him from a year or two or so ago. But I think he saw the light when his buddy John McCain died, and he didn't have all of that going on. Because, you know, McCain was caught up in this Ukraine stuff in a certain way. And when you take a look at the money that's there, and you know about John Kerry's son-in-law, you know about Nancy Pelosi's son, you know about Hunter Biden, you know about Joe Biden and his brothers, $7.5 billion over 8 years. $7.5 billion over 8 years. And then they go, well, I don't know why you want to call Joe Biden or Hunter Biden. They just don't have anything to do with any of this. Really? They are the center of all of this because that's what they were trying to cover up. That's what the Democrats were trying to cover up. And the Democratic DOJ and the Democratic FBI and the Democratic CIA and all that, they were trying to cover up this stuff that was going on there. And they got caught. They got caught. Now, I'm telling you, you got Mr. Durham, you got Mr. Barr, who are running two different investigations. Mr. Barr's dotting the I's and crossing the T's. Mr. Durham's out there with a bulldozer just plowing through buildings. Because that's the way he is. And they are getting information. Now, I'm not going to speculate on what it is they're obtaining, but I am telling you, I know of places they've been and some of the things that they've talked about with some of the people they've been to, because it's leaked out a little bit to the sources and the circles that I hang around in. And do not be surprised if you do not hear about some indictments of some people that you would go, wow, because he's zeroing in on the people that have been lying and misrepresenting and creating the problem for others. You think this deal with the lawsuit that's coming up against the FBI is going to go unnoticed? You think that spying on people, not just the Trump campaign, but individuals and all that, Paul Manafort? Now, Paul Manafort was guilty in another sense because he was an unregistered federal agent. He was an unregistered party person representing a group of people over in the Ukraine and whatnot, and he got caught. He made a bunch of money, and some of it didn't get reported, and then, you know, he tried to make up for it and this, that, and the other way after the fact. Oh, and by the way, I got something else to tell you before I go to break here. Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, don't be surprised. Some big things in the offing there. Don't be surprised. Something coming your way here. Fairly quick, I think, over the next month, you'll hear about some very exciting and interesting news about Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. And that's coming from not only Colonel Jim, but also from his attorney, who will be in town next month. All right, I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch rolling along. Remember, we're all about we the people here. Tomorrow's news tonight. Tomorrow's news tonight. And caller, hang on. I'll be right back to you here in a minute. I'll be right back right after these messages.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump, House managers focused on the first article of impeachment, abuse of power. Democrats say the Constitution requires the president's removal.
Nobody is entitled to wield power under the Constitution if they ignore the, or betray the nation's interests to advance their own.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler argues the president chose to put pressure on Ukraine to announce an investigation of his political rival, Joe Biden.
He poses a continuing threat to our nation, to the integrity of our elections, to our democratic order. He must not remain in power one moment longer.
The House managers have all of Friday to continue making their case before the president's attorneys get equal time. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 26, the S&P up 4, and the NASDAQ up 19. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruz from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, everybody. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Two Guys Gun Show. Now, we're going to be back out on the gun show circuit in February. February 8th and 9th will be in Largo for 2 days. Now, the lovely Susie Q and I will be there on Saturday in Largo. We'll tell you more about that, but just put it on your calendar. Largo, February 8th, February 9th, 9 to 5 each day. The gun show will be held, and it's the Two Guys Gun Show and Knife Show. They also have a large display of antique weapons there, the black powder weapons that a lot of people are back into firing, and Revolutionary Civil War, World War I, World War II, Korean, Vietnam weapons can be found there as well. And also on the 15th and 16th of February, the lovely Susie Q and I will be up in Oldsmar at the Oldsmar Flea Market for the same gun show, the Two Guys Gun Show. Now, on the telephone line, I have got the one, the only, the infamous and famous President Emeritus, well, let's see, not President, Professor Emeritus, Dan the Man. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. Listen, you want to talk about something, so go right ahead.
Well, I just, you know, wanted to say that I think that when it comes time for the U.S. Attorney in Connecticut to hand out indictments, I think there's going to be a big load of them, a flurry of them. They're going to do it all in one time. The wheels of justice, as you know, move slow. But when it comes down, I think they're going to bring down some people that are going to be surprising to hear. We'll all be jubilated over this. And when that happens, what you'll see is they'll all start turning on each other. I truly believe McCabe and Comey are going to be indicted. It's just, it can't get here fast enough with shift in the will of the Senate. But when that time comes, we'll all stand up and cheer. Second, I think this whole thing, this is why you need, I said early on, you need a bulldog as an attorney general. He has one now in, Bill Barr. But you can lay all this problem at Jeff Sessions' feet. If Sessions would have said, no special prosecutor, you know, it's unnecessary. It would have been dead air after about a week. You wouldn't have heard any more about it. All this, once Rosenstein got to a career guy who's a Democrat, got to do this, well, you see the mess we're in now, and it's not going anywhere. You know, the whole dossier thing, that should be enough to squelch anything that went on. I don't believe, I believe if they do call witnesses, I kind of like to see witnesses. I want this whistleblower, or leaker, or whatever, I want him demasked, and I want him named, and I want him to speak. To bring down an American president with an invisible friend is not the way the Constitution was meant, not the way we run our government. So, as far as AOC goes, we said this off the air, the New York State Democrat Party is not happy with her, especially after the Amazon job losses. So what they're going to do, they know they're going to lose a congressional seat after the 2020 census. So they're going to take her district and divide it up between three incumbents, in which neither district would be friendly to her. Her chances of reelection would be nil. Basically, they're going to redistrict her out of her office. She's going to be redistricted out of a job. And her only other alternative would be in a couple years, and that would be taking on Chucky Schumer. And if she would want to do that, that's fine. I don't think she would go anywhere. So I think she's going to be a flash in the pan after 2020.
You know, Dan, they did that to Alan West down here in Florida. He lost his seat and lost his election as a result of it. But now that he's over in Texas, the good news about him is he's running for the chairman of the Texas Republican Party.
You know, I always liked West. He lost to that real psycho liberal. Gray, was that his name? I can't remember. That's over by Lake Eustis.
No, it was down in West Palm Beach. He lost to Rooney, I think was the guy's name.
Okay. Well, anyway, sounds a little bit opportunistic, but if it works, it works. I wish he would have stayed in Florida. But, you know, that's how the game's played. Redistricting, it's all, you know, that's why we needed as many Republican governors as possible to keep the Democrats doing what they complain that Republicans do. They're going to redistrict some of this stuff that, you know, you won't even recognize it on a map. It's for their benefit. They say they're going to be fair, whatever. I don't believe it a bit. If anybody has seen the pure evilness of the Democrat Party, the last 3 years has showed it. They're socialist. They're almost totalitarian. I mean, what Schiff said the other day, the only way we can really prevent this is not have an election. Trump shouldn't run for re-election. The people aren't smart enough to pick their own leaders. That's basically what he was saying. I think Schiff is pulling these stunts because I think he sees what Pelosi is. She's frail. She's feeble. She's not going to be there. I think this is a way for him to propel himself, or at least try to propel himself in, to the speaker's position if he's the number one guy and they ever take the House back. But 2020 is critical. I mean, I cannot imagine a socialist House and a socialist Senate, and that's pretty much what you've got. I saw the numbers on Susan Collins in Maine this morning. Her numbers are terrible. 37-51, that's where she's at. I don't know how you pull. When your opponent's over 51, that's not a good sign. Usually the underdog takes the undecided. Well, if she got all the undecided, she'd still be off. But it's towards the end of January. We got 10 more months before an election. Anything can happen. And I just find that right now, if we can keep, we can let some of the air out of the balloon called Wall Street, the stock market, I think will be okay. I don't want to see this bubble pop. And I think Trump could have a decent chance of winning re-election handedly.
Okay, well, I got to let you go because I'm coming up here on my break. But, Dan, it's always a pleasure. Don't be a stranger. I look forward to talking again real soon.
Okay. All right, Captain. I will talk to you sometime next week.
All righty, Dan the Man, and appreciate him. And, of course, I brought him on because he's always got something very interesting to have to say. And he called me as we were going to the bottom of the hour break there and brought him in for that. And, again, what he has to say is right up there. And good morning, Mel. How are you up there in Saratoga Springs? And it's the Bull Schiff Report. That's S-C-H-I-F-F as in his name. So there you go, Mel. And again, good morning to cousin Vinny, who is chiming in today. And haven't heard from him in a while. And we actually heard from Dominic a little while ago down in Sarasota, but I guess he couldn't keep the connection or something because when I went to switch over to him, he was gone. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, coming up, Truckers Highway and Byway Report, we'll see if anything has changed. And I got to tell you, we're loaded up on the Internet tonight with the Internet stream. I see some of the numbers coming in here, and they're just unbelievable. But thank you very much to the people that are listening to us around the country and around the world. That is a worldwide audience we have over there on the Internet. And it goes along with the radio show quite nicely because, again, did you hear the numbers for MSNBC and CNN? One of them had 200,000 viewers. I think it was MSNBC. I don't believe it was CNN. One of them had 200,000 viewers in the midst of all the stuff going on with the impeachment trial. That's horrible. That's horrible. This radio show has more listeners than that on a radio at any one time. That's unbelievable. How can you even be in business and still stick around? Now, CNN is hanging on, but they're learning. And by the way, these alphabet soup networks like ABC, CBS, and NBC, they're not sticking with this coverage all the time because they know people aren't watching it for the most part. Matter of fact, I talked to some of my friends yesterday. They're going, I catch it every now and then, but I'm not watching it. And I'm not either. I have the magic of tape and recording and all that stuff because you sit there and it, knowing the truth, okay, and knowing that they're lying to you and knowing what the truth is, all you do is get aggravated and want to throw something at the television. So why bother? Why bother? Instead, what's going to be interesting is watching the Republicans do the rebuttal because I'm telling you, they've been sitting over there, they've been keeping notes, and they're going to go back item by item by item and just blasted by Jesus right out of Schiff and his buddies, Nadler and company. You watch and see, because Saturday is when they get their turn, and then they'll be back on Monday because Sunday they have off, and they'll be back on Tuesday, I'm sure. All right. Coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like old Bandit Run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
All righty. Time for the truck. It's time. That time. for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And here we go. Turn that down. Now, the roads out there today are going to be, in the middle part of the United States. Let's say you're out there in Kansas, or maybe you're in Missouri, or maybe you're in Iowa or Illinois, or could be Oklahoma or Arkansas. You might have a little bit of fun out there because there's going to be some snow flurries out there as we've got a developing system that's going to be moving to the east. Also, some snow in the Carolina Mountains, Virginia Mountains there, north of Charlotte, going up towards Wittsville, Virginia, up 77. Once you get on 81, you'll have a little bit of it to run with up through Virginia, north of Wittsville, up towards Harrisonburg. Now, moving along, a series of storms will continue to bring heavy rains and a flooding threat across portions of the Pacific Northwest coast into early this weekend. And also, heavy snows will continue across the mountains out there, Washington State, Oregon in particular, the higher elevations of mountains. We'll be talking about snow. Right now, we're talking about rain at the lower elevation as the system is trying to make up its mind what it's going to do. But over in the Midwest, a slow-moving storm is developing in the Midwest with a wintry mix. Now, there is some freezing rain, some rain, some sleet, and some snow in this system moving away through where I just told you about. That would be along I-70, I-40, I-64. Not quite up on I-80 yet, but it could be, but in between those areas. And, again, parts of Iowa, parts of Nebraska, parts of Kansas, parts of Oklahoma, Arkansas, most of Missouri right now. It's snowing in most of Missouri. And if you're on I-44 right now in Missouri going towards St. Louis, you're going to be in snow just about all the way there. Meanwhile, let's not forget about the Great Lakes, too. It looks like as if the wind is going to be such over the weekend, we could have more lake effect snow, not only along the Great Lakes, but also into upstate New York, up there along the Adirondacks region as well. And the conditions, of course, are going to just deteriorate and move across into the northeast, so you have another weekend of snow up there. Now, we've got fog in two different parts of the country right now. We're up in Montana, the western part of Montana, going up into our western part of North Dakota, sorry, going into the eastern part of Montana. We've got fog there up along I-94. And on the western part for probably about 75, 80 miles is a dense fog advisory there. Now, down on I-10 from just about Pensacola on over to Mobile and then over towards Mississippi, just inside Mississippi, you got about that 60 or 65-mile stretch on I-10 of fog right there. And then the fog goes north out of Mobile for about 25, 30 miles up I-65, so be advised of that. That'll slow you down a little bit. We got a little bit of wind blowing around Florida tonight, not all that much, not like what it has been. And then when you get out west, you got some foul air again. Some of that air is just kind of hanging out there in the middle of the valley out there, Ontario, California, up towards Barstow in that area, so be advised of that. But other than that, it's not looking too bad at all across the country, except, of course, as I said, you keep your eyes on the weekend weather for the Northwest and for the middle part of the United States, and that's going to continue. That system is going to move along. By the way, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. And let's not forget that the Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, especially at the Pilots, because the Pilots have really gotten pretty fancy lately, the Pilot Travel Centers, they call them. You can find a Arby's, a McDonald's, maybe even a Wendy's at one of the Pilot Travel Centers. You might even find a Chester's Chicken or a full-service Dairy Queen with their complete menu, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell. Also a Dunkin' Donuts with their full menu, because now they're into serving not only breakfast and not only donuts, but they serve a light lunch and a light dinner. So there you go. They've branched out too. And, of course, in the Flying J's, you'll find a Denny's, sit-down restaurant, a Huddle House, or maybe you'll find a Moe's Southwest Grill there, too, depending on where you're at, what part of the country. And around the big cities, let's not forget that around the big cities, you've also got, in the Flying J, you might have, you might have a Dairy Queen, a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, something like that in there to go along with it, maybe even a Dunkin' Donuts. So, check them out when you're out there and about. Pilot, Travel Centers, Flying J Truck Stops, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You're going to really like it. Well, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning there, kiddo.
Good morning.
All righty. And you know what I'm doing, so there you go. Now, I'm going to start out talking with you about this troop surge, because we heard yesterday from a couple of military people that the surge in the Middle East is not going anywhere for a while. What say you?
There's no reason for it to go anywhere. We're rotating some people around, and we generally, that's a normal process. But there is no reason to begin to wean some U.S. troops out of the Middle East, because after we took out Qasem Soleimani and he now has his replacement, he is in the same target package, if you will, as Soleimani was. And we are fully preparing and are prepared, I think, for a continued escalating threat from Iran. So here at this point, based on what Iran has been saying, since the death of Qasem Soleimani. So there's no reason for us to move out any troops and begin to wean ourselves. So we've got the USS Bataan amphibious assault ship over there. We've got two other warships that I think had left on the 11th, which were in the North Red Sea. We're looking at the Sinai Peninsula. I mean, we're looking at some interesting places in the Middle East that will keep the surge in place.
Yeah, and we're repositioning, I think, some 3,000 Marines from where they were at over there. Maybe it was on the Bataan, but one of those ships over there, they were over there, I want to say in the, I said Red Sea, wrong. Well, you see, I guess it was the Black Sea, and they were moving them back over into the Middle East, I think is what I heard.
Pretty much what I just said, yes.
Yes, pretty much what you just said. But anyway, to make a long story short, folks, for you folks that were thinking that, well, we just sent them over there for a little while. Nope, that's not what we're hearing, because the threat is real and the threat is still there. And yeah, they're still rattling their saber, and who knows what Iran can do, because they're right in our backyard down south of the border, old Mexico way, right?
We have some there, but most of our footprint will be in Kuwait and Bahrain. Obviously, we're going to keep the 13,000, I think, in Afghanistan, because all things Taliban are not working out at all.
All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We'll be right back with more. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about the impeachment proceeding, but we got a lot of other stuff to talk about. One of those big, bad terrorists involved in Benghazi got sentenced to 19 years. We'll tell you about him. And more to come on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.